The time is now 6 o'clock. I now call the Town of Castle Rock Planning Commission meeting of August 14th, 2025 to order. I'll ask the recording secretary to take the roll call.
Commissioner Martinez?
Here.
Commissioner Samuelson? Commissioner Salinas?
Here.
Commissioner Stanley? Commissioner Solwyn?
Here.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Here.
Chair Warnke?
Here.
Staff in attendance, Tara Vargish?
Here.
Brianna Grandy?
Here.
Mike Hyman? Carissa Alstrom, here. Oh, Matt Roth? John LaSala? And Matthew Hayes?
All right, all members of the commission are present with the exception of commission member Samuelson and commission member Stanley. Ms. Vargish, has the meeting and agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meetings law?
Yes, it has.
Thank you. Minutes from the July 24, 2025 Planning Commission meeting have been distributed to the commission. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted.
A motion.
We have a motion.
A second.
And a second. Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Commissioner Martinez?
Aye.
Commissioner Salinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Solwyn?
Aye.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Chair Warnke?
Aye. The motion is approved by a vote of 5-0. Public hearing items, PC 2025-019 Advent Health Site Development Plan. The commission must evaluate this proposal under criteria established under the municipal code as summarized in the staff report. The commission will hear from the staff, applicant, and the public. Does any commission member have a conflict of interest with any other matter he or she would like to disclose prior to the proceeding of this item? Public comments will be taken on all items and speakers will be limited to 4 minutes per speaker. In lieu of appearing in person, the commission has accepted sign-up requests to speak to an item received by 1 p.m. today via email or phone. The commission has also accepted written comments to be entered into the record. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Ms. Grandy, has your application been properly noticed and reviewed for the municipal code?
Yes, it has.
Do you wish to enter the staff report and presentation into public record?
Yes, please.
Please begin.
Perfect. Good evening, Chair and Commission members. Thank you for the opportunity to present this site development plan to you this evening. Advent Health and Boulder Associates are proposing a site development plan for an Advent Health medical office building with which will include a freestanding emergency department. The proposed property is located west of the intersection of Plum Creek Boulevard and Crystal Valley Parkway. The property is currently zoned as a plan development as the Lanterns Amendment Number 4 Plan Development Plan and Zoning Regulations, which allows medical facilities as a permitted use. The site plan proposes to construct a 24,535 square foot medical office building. The first floor will consist of an urgent care and emergency room, and the second floor will be utilized by primary care providers. The proposed building height is approximately 32 feet, which is allowed by the zoning, and all parking is accommodated on site with a surface parking lot. This site is subject to the residential, non-residential interface regulations along the north and east property lines. The intent of the interface regulations is to mitigate the impacts of non-residential uses upon the residential uses through buffering and screening elements. To comply with these regulations, the applicant is proposing to locate the ambulance entrance on the west side of the building shown in orange on your screen. This allows the building to screen the entrance from view of the adjacent residential properties. Additionally, signage on the second floor of the building on the north and east elevations facing the residential properties will not include any lighted elements, and the landscaping adjacent to the residential properties in the buffer areas will have larger planting sizes at the time of installation, which exceeds the town's regulations. This project had a total of 3 neighborhood meetings. During these meetings, applicants and residents discussed the anticipated hours of operations for each floor of the building, anticipated ambulance traffic to the site, landscaping, site lighting, and proposed signage. Staff finds that the proposed site development plan conforms with the town's vision and comprehensive master plan, meets the requirements of the Lanters Amendment No. 4 Plan Development Plan and Zoning Regulations, meets the criteria of the municipal code for a site development plan. Staff is recommending that Planning Commission recommend approval of the Advent Health Medical Office Building to Town Council. Town Council meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, September 2nd. On the screen and in your staff report are the proposed motions. This concludes staff's presentation. The applicant is also present and would like to provide a presentation as well. Staff is available for any questions you may have.
Should we proceed with applicant? Sounds great, thank you.
All right, good evening, members of the Planning Commission. My name is Michelle Fuentes, and I have the pleasure of serving as the CEO of Advent Health Castle Rock. And I appreciate the opportunity to come and speak with you tonight about our emergency department and urgent care facility that we plan in Castle Rock. We are very proud to be expanding healthcare services in Castle Rock, a community that we have had the pleasure of serving for many, many years. As the town's largest employer, our mission is to provide exceptional clinical care to our community close to home. And this new facility reflects that commitment. The Crystal Valley site will feature a state-of-the-art medical building designed to meet both current and future needs. As Brianna said, the first floor is planned to offer emergency and urgent care services, ensuring that we can provide our community timely access to emergent needs when they need it most. The second floor will initially support 4 to 5 physicians in a primary care setting, and in the future, we plan to have that be able to expand up to 10 physicians as the community continues to grow and we want to continue to meet the needs of our community. We've carefully selected this location for its convenience and its accessibility, and we've designed the building to be a good neighbor. We've incorporated feedback from our neighborhood meetings into our final plans, which include some of the following. Number one, a full traffic study that was completed and approved by the town of Castle Rock. It confirmed that our project falls well within the zoning requirements and does not need any traffic mitigation. Number two, parking. Parking meets and/or exceeds the city standards or the town standards with a ratio of approximately 4 to every 1,000 square feet of built space. Thirdly, we have removed the internally illuminated signs from the north and east sides of the building to reduce the light impact on nearby homes. And furthermore, lighting in the parking lot will be auto-dimming and/or motion-sensored to also reduce light filtration as well. Landscaping was a point of conversation at our meetings as well, and we have enhanced our landscaping plans with trees that are 50% larger and shrubbery that's also larger, so that upon the opening of this building, the landscape is more mature and more attractive as a buffer from the beginning of our opening. And lastly, the building's elevation, its location on the property, allow us to build a retaining wall that will help block headlights from reaching into the neighbor's property, which should further minimize the disruption to their homes. As the largest employer in Castle Rock, we do anticipate that this will have an economic impact as well. It will create approximately 40 new jobs that will include everything from physicians, nurses, techs, medical assistants and support staff to run this. The emergency department will run 24/7, 365. It will be there in case of an emergency for anyone who needs it. In closing, we believe that this project represents our continued investment in Castle Rock, our commitment to continuing to serve this community with quality care, our dedication to making sure the residents have access to care close to home, and our commitment to ensuring that we continue to meet the needs as this community continues to grow. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. If we slide back through a couple of those images, I just want to see which side. So that one right there, what side's that? Is that the emergency entrance or is that on the front side?
Mm-hmm.
That is the main entrance.
It's the main entrance, not the emergency entrance.
It's both.
It's both. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Shall I stay for questions or are you...
Save questions. We'll go through the next part and then come back for questions.
Sounds okay? Good.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. At this time, open to public comment. Do we have anyone signed up? No. I'll read it anyway since I started. I won't because I understand I'm going to call your name. Do we have anyone who's signed up? Do we have anyone who did not sign up but wishes to speak? Please step forward to the microphone and clearly state your name and any association with the application before the commission. Provide your testimony. In the interest of time, we ask that you limit comments to no more than 4 minutes, and you may be asked questions by the commission members. We thank you in advance for your participation. Anyone? Going once? Twice? All right. Do any commission members have final questions of staff or of the applicant before I close the public comment and refer this to commission for recommendation? Any questions?
The only comment I have is just sounds like you guys took into consideration some of the comments, you know, made at some of these, meetings and concerns about the lighting. It's probably a little bit inevitable to prevent it all, but sounds like you guys really took some thought into the illumination, I guess, of the signs. That's really commendable. It's a beautiful facility. How many medical facilities like this are nearby in this, like, Crystal Valley Ranch area? I think so, right? I'm more on the Meadow side, so I go to the big store. But I don't remember anything like this in a community like Crystal Valley. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other questions, comments? I do have a question. What was the day of the traffic study you guys commissioned?
Can you please come to the mic if you're going to answer questions?
Approximately? Twenty-four is a big enough window. If I hear 24, that answers my question. Thank you. Wow. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah. So we appreciate that.
We did have yes.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. I now close the public hearing and bring the item back to the commission for further discussion and a motion. Based on the questions, I would think we're looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move to recommend approval of the Advent Health Site Development Plan, Lot 2, Block 2, Heckendorf Ranch, Filing 2, to Town Council for approval.
We have a second?
I'll second.
Awesome. We have a motion from Vice Chair McHugh and a second from Commissioner Martinez. Recording Secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Commissioner Martinez?
Aye.
Commissioner Salinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Sawin?
Aye.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Chair Warnke?
Aye.
And please note, Mayor Jason Gray is now in attendance.
Motion is approved by a vote of 5-0. Before I do go forward, I do need to recognize that the mayor has brought a phenomenal new mustache to bear, which also goes along with Commissioner Sovlin. So apparently it's the season. With that, town council liaison update. Mayor Gray.
Thank you, and apologize for being late. I ran into traffic on the way down and did not take into account the traffic. So I did, I just didn't think it would be that bad. So sorry about that. Not too much to say. We didn't have a meeting after July, the second meeting in July was our last meeting until this coming week. So about four and a half weeks of nothing much going on. I mean, a lot of stuff going on, of course, in the background, but no council meetings. We did have 810 North Wilcox for the second reading. That is 7-Eleven, you guys saw a few months ago. It's just a rehab, so it's nothing too major. And then we also have an annex for a trail and zoning for East Plum Creek Trail. So coming up, I think that, you know, part of the big one that we're looking at and trying to figure out as far as, you know, with town council and building and business owners and citizens is the height limit for, I think that'll be a robust discussion we'll have. And we're going to have that kind of a summary given to council, I think, in a few weeks, and then we'll see it, you know, how if that progresses or digresses, we'll see. I think that's a pretty interesting conversation, and I think we'll have a good one on that. Besides that, we have Aaron Kane from the school board speaking in early September, and some things coming up like that, but nothing too major on the horizon. So, any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And you made it just in time.
Yeah, I know.
Design review board update. Any update?
No update. We did not have a meeting.
All right. That one update was an anomaly, wasn't it? All right. Commission items. Check for quorum for upcoming meetings. We got August 28th and September 11th. Any concerns for anyone?
September 11th. That's going to be... I might have a conflict.
Okay.
Travel back to Iowa.
28th might be a conflict for you.
I should be able to do remote if that's available.
Okay. I don't have anything. Do you? All right.
No, I'm good for both.
Staff update, planning commission discussion items. What do you have for us?
All right, well, just a quick update that we are still in the recruiting phase for a planning manager. So we do have that position posted on our webpage and posted in kind of the local Colorado APA, American Planning Association group. So we'll see as we get applications in how soon we're able to move with that. And we still do have an open planner one, planner two position. So sometimes, like all businesses, sometimes we get a lot of applicants and sometimes we don't. So we just kind of keep reposting and refreshing things until we get some quality applicants to look at. But that's really the only update I have for you all tonight. Thank you.
All right. Any questions from commission? All right.
How about that? But I do have a comment, a question, a general question about zoning. I don't know how to start thinking about the impact of large parking lots in our community, right? They're becoming like literally hit islands. And at some point in time, right now, zoning allows for them and actually calls for them to have X amount of parking spots. But especially like today that we're seeing a healthcare facility and it has a huge parking lot, right? So I want to invite the commission to start thinking about how can we look at our zoning rules and try to minimize the impact of large areas of black asphalt in our community, right? They're literally hit islands. And along with that, like how do we start incorporating, you know, like X amount of parking spots with access to EV charging or with access to solar panels to provide shade for, you know, to minimize the impact of such a large amount of asphalt. I know they're fully compliant with our current zoning, but I invite the panel, the commission, to start thinking about that and how do we improve our zoning rules. Thank you, Tara.
And I'm happy to add just a little bit to that, and that we do currently today, it might not be viewed as enough, but we do require a certain amount of landscaping and parking lots, which some of our large parking lot folks do a great job of installing, but it does take some time for those trees to grow. We do have other large parking lot plot areas in town where a lot of those trees then die off and they get into a zoning violation.
Because of the heat.
So we, because of the heat and sometimes their own lack of irrigating and maintaining it. Not any of the ones in the room, but we do have some of those that we continually work with. So we do have some of that in place in the state, speaking to EV and solar chargers, there are some state regulations that have been put in place over the next couple of years that we'll see multifamily projects and commercial projects have to provide a certain number of EV chargers or EV charge ready capacity at certain ones. So we're already seeing that in some of our multifamily projects. If you visited the Meadowmark project up on North Meadows, they put in EV chargers. We don't specifically have regulations for it at the time, but they did put that in, and that is seen as a benefit too. But there are some state law changes out there that are going to require some of new multifamily and commercial business projects, and at some point residential, to start addressing those. So we don't have any currently on the books ourselves.
Thank you, Tara.
Just add a little bit. We also have a downtown master plan that includes parking, and we also have a parking study. I could think it was going to start any time now. But you're right. I mean, it's hard to figure out how to do something, you know, ecologically sound and also get everyone parked. Mm-hmm. And so that could be tough sometimes. So I think that I'm looking forward to seeing what the new parking study says.
Okay, I appreciate it, Mayor.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
So question, my day job, as you know, I'm an electrical engineer. Do you know when the town's going to adopt the 2021 IECC or the 2024 IECC?
I do not have that date. We've gone back and forth a couple times on when we are going to make a change. We know when we change because we're on the 2018 codes right now. When we make a change, it triggers some of this other EV solar stuff that we weren't anticipating when we were first looking at the 21. So John White, our chief building official, has been looking at that, and then we get pulled off onto other things. So we need to get back and dialed in on that. But there are some deadlines that are coming up that we'll need to look at.
Okay. Yeah.
Other questions?
No, but thank you so much for entertaining the comments.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. It is now 6:23, and I move to adjourn the session. Do I hear a second?
I second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Commissioner Martinez?
Aye.
Commissioner Salinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Sawin?
Aye.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Chair Warnke?
Aye. The motion is approved by a vote of 5-0. Thank you. We are now adjourned.